From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. It's no secret farmers are struggling. In fact, 31% of bankers who participated in Creighton University's August Rural Main Street Index reported rejecting a higher percentage of farm loans than in July. According to AgWeb.com, Compeer financial dairy specialist Jim Moriarty says operating loan and credit line renewals are likely to be more difficult. He says if you're planning to seek financing, prepare an annual report, pull together high-quality financial information, present a plan, and be able to justify just how much you need. The buzz continues over getting a farm bill done before year-end. American Farm Bureau Federation's Andrew Walmsley and National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Colin Woodall both say they remain optimistic. But Farm Journal's Jim Weiss Meyer tells AgWeb.com he's gone from 80% sure to 60%. He says no news regarding farm bill conferences could actually be a good thing as serious back-and-forth compromises may be unfolding. So while his outlook may be muted, Weissmeyer says that could change. The deal for Britain to exit the European Union would block U.S. plans to negotiate a free trade agreement with the U.K., preventing a new opening for American ag trade with that country. According to AgriPulse, that's bad news for the Trump administration, which notified Congress last month it wants to begin negotiating a free trade agreement with the U.K. as soon as it pulls out of the EU in May.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.